to a funky beat. We're gonna walk inside and guess what's up. Put the food on my plate and some coke in my cup.
Hey, that's the Fat Boys, and the Fat Boys means Wednesday, which means the food on the takeaway. Now, as more people are being forced to stretch their food dollar, a question does come to mind. Can I eat that expired soup lingering in the back of the fridge? What about that apple? It's a little soft, but is it okay, or will I get sick if I eat it? Well, Nadia Arumugam is a food writer whose work has appeared in Slate and The Guardian and The Times of London, and that's not all. She also embarked on a project. Her diet consisted solely of expired food for a whole 2 weeks. Apparently she survived because she's sitting across from me and she's here to tell us what she ate, what she learned, and how her stomach felt along the way. And I'm also going to ask her how it tasted. And for the science behind the experiment and the science of, frankly, older food, Dr. Ten Labuza is here. He's a food scientist at the University of Minnesota, and he's worked with the Department of Defense on food safety issues. Nadia, I want to start with you. You ate expired food for 2 weeks. Now, you look okay to me. You look healthy. You're not green, at least. Does this mean that expired food, by definition, is safe, or is there a division here? Some is safe, some isn't.
Well, you know, this might be a surprise to you, but expiration dates address the quality and freshness of your food, not safety. So when you eat cookies that have sat around for maybe 6 months too long, they might not be too tasty, but they're not going to make you sick. So in fact, there are no federal regulations that govern expiration dates, apart from infant food and baby formula. Now, you do have a few states that have rules when it comes to dairy products. But mostly, almost everything else that you see in the supermarket that has a printed date on it, those are decided purely by manufacturers. So in my experiment, that I decided that I wanted to see how far my human instincts, my basic common sense, was going to take me. Now, let's not forget that food is an organic substance, and nature is going to tell us when it's not right to eat. So, for example, let's say you have a head of broccoli in your fridge. The florets are yellowing, they're getting all mushy, it's feeling very light and wrinkly. That's basically nature's warning signals to you, saying that you need to throw it out. The nutrients are depleting. It's not going to give you any value. On the other hand, let's say you have some prepared broccoli in a pack. Now, if that's a day or two past its use-by date, but it still looks very green, very fresh, the stalks are firm, the florets are tight, again, that's nature telling you that it's perfectly fine for you to cook it up and enjoy it.
So really, it might be more about the sight test and what we've always called the smell test. The smell test is a cliche. Rely on that, you're saying, rather than just what's printed on the label. Well, I want to turn this around on Dr. Labuza, because you're on the scientific end of this. Dr. Labuza, I understand you've tried 7-year-old chicken, and this was in a bunker in Washington?
Well, it wasn't in Washington, and it was 7-year-old, but it was a canned chicken.
Ah, okay, and, but 7 years old nonetheless.
Right.
And you've lived to tell the tale.
Refrigerated temperature, and so that it tasted just as good as the freshly canned product.
Now, on the other side of this, Dr. Labuza, there are foods that we've been told never go bad, and I want to run a couple of these by you because it may not be the case with some of them. What about salt? Can salt go bad?
Well, salt, the typical table salt that you use is probably millions of years old, and it doesn't go bad unless it's high humidity. At high humidity, above 75%, then the salt will start to cake up. Okay. You'll see a wet surface on it, and it gets stuck together. And people put rice in their salt shaker, and that usually takes care of the problem.
Good point. It's in the ground for millions of years before it gets in a cylindrical shaker, I guess. Now, what about vinegar?
Vinegar has some eggs in it of what we call vinegar eels. They're little organisms, and so after a long time, you can start getting eels in it.
I'm sorry.
They're not going to make you ill.
I'm sorry. You just said eels?
That's what we call them, but they're little worms.
Little worms in the vinegar.
Right.
So you got to watch out for worms if your vinegar is old. That's counterintuitive because vinegar is supposed to be sort of a classical a preservative. Now, finally, what about honey?
Honey can ferment. Yeast can get into it and cause fermentation. The Romans and the Greeks used to, in fact, allow that to happen to create an alcoholic beverage called mead.
Mead, right, like from back in when I used to read Beowulf in high school. Well, Nadia, let me ask you, you seem to be suggesting by saying that expiration dates are put on there by the manufacturer, that this is sort of like my toothbrush when they put a blue strip on there and they say, oh, the blue strip is worn out. Get a new toothbrush. Mm-hmm. Toothbrush is perfectly fine. It still works. I use it for, I dare say, 3 years after the blue strip is worn off. Is this basically the same thing on canned food or packaged food?
Yes. You know, I'm essentially saying use the expiration dates as a guide if you like, but ultimately don't rely on them.
Use your nose.
Use what survival skills nature has given us.
Right. We've been dealing with old food since the dawn of time, I suppose. Well, speaking of old food, you've got some with you there, so why don't you go ahead and pass it out? Now, what have you got?
I basically dug around in my fridge last night in my cupboards.
Okay.
And, you know, I have this jar of mayonnaise that I have.
All right. I'm reluctant. Old mayonnaise makes me. All right.
I had this in a sandwich 2 days ago, and I looked at it last night, and I realized that the best of use by date. May 2009, and okay. I hadn't noticed a single thing. It tasted perfectly.
Well,
to
you
me.
Know, toss that mayonnaise
okay,
over here,
here
or you can hand it across. Now you're talking to someone, Nadia Celeste. I'm a guy. If I see, first of all, I don't love mayonnaise. I'm taking one for the team here at the takeaway because I don't love mayonnaise in the first place.
Just stick your finger in it.
But if I, well, it's hey, it's from May 2009. Why not? Although you're probably keeping it. You know, if I,
no one's allowed to stick their fingers in my.
I feel like I'm taking a risk. Okay, well, it tastes fine. Nadia, you know what? The takeaway for me is May 2009 for mayonnaise. You've won me over. I suppose it's okay. Thanks for coming in and educating us about old food. Nadia Arumugam is a food writer whose work has appeared in The Slate and Guardian. She had expired food for 2 weeks. And of course, Dr. Ted Labuza from the Department of Defense has worked with the Department of Defense and the University of Minnesota. Thank you both.
We have guidelines on our website on what is okay expired food to eat. You can take a look at that at thetakeaway.org. And also, anything else that's going on the website, our newsletter. You can also respond to anything that you've heard, including our series, Frustration Nation, 877-8-MY-TAKE, or our site, thetakeaway.org. I'm Celeste Headley.
I'm Todd Zwillick, filling in for John Hockenberry. I might keep this mayonnaise. It's actually not bad. Can I keep this? It's The Takeaway.
Go for it. It's my community.